Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Pacho miantinasi. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus. Eradia dawasi. Eradia dawasi. Ewe Yesu Christu dimo. Amen. Oma yamumpae. Mune nyamiasi mami. Ampara oho. E mune nyamiasi mami. Ampara oho. E mune nyamiasi mami. Ampara oho. Simami Ampara Oho Umune Nyamia Simaye Ampara Oyodo Imune Nyamia Simaye Ampara Oyodo Imune Nyamia Simaye See what the Lord has done. What we waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord.
He has been gracious unto us as parents, O Lord. Oh,
what we waited for has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We give you glory. We exalt your holy name. We praise you for being God. We commit ourselves unto you today in the name of Jesus. We pray for your spirit. We pray for your presence, O Lord. Jesus Christ, I submit to God under your authority, O Lord. And I speak your word to God as you are prepared for your children. I pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that use me as a vessel, O Lord, to speak your words. Today, in the name of Jesus, let lives be changed. Let, O God, the brokenhearted be healed. In the name of Jesus, O God, let tears, O God, of sorrow be turned to tears of joy because of your words. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen. And at appearance day, and T. Whether biological or not biological, we are all parents. Hallelujah. Somebody calls you mommy, somebody calls you auntie, somebody calls you uncle. We are all parents. Hallelujah. Now, me share the MDA, me papa. Then I think I need to glorify God for my father. Hallelujah. Me mano wahana. Hallelujah. Because I have no my life. Hey, I was here. Meet me. Catch them, Papa. Buku bako. Met on a bear 5 times. At me mano wahana. Hey, and then my trust. Meet me to buku bako 5 times. Mini machiriba. Ye koto receipt, mi konam papa pe receipt pa. Bibia fa receipt bra. Nti e bo made akopae obi a o receipt. Ani e ye receipt no. Nti ye koto book na se me na me koto a na mama me nua na choro. E je se me di ko gis card akoye niam. Se mo niam ti ase. Hallelujah. So no na ko gis card na me ma choro. And by virtue of that, me were handwriting verse 20. Oh, yes. And then me churoni say, I'll churon my churoni say, Eradin Shrawofo. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless parents. Hallelujah. And that will sink deep into the theme for today, that sometimes it is a burden. Yeah, to me, yes, what is na ye diama ye ofo ba ye nim se ne onyame a we chira yen amaya ya ofo no de ya de so bia obepaja. Hallelujah. So then let us go on to the theme for today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and I will give you rest. Our anchor theme, our anchor text is Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. Come unto me. This is an invitation. It is an invitation to parents that are in pain. Abusia, there is nothing painful, nothing scorching that the than a parent that needs or wants something for the child that is difficult for the parent to find. Not only to parents, but to all of us, this is a great invitation. Anybody that is carrying a burden, if you don't have a burden, raise your hands up. And then I will close. But each one of us has a specific burden. And Jesus is giving us this great invitation. Recently, we had a royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It was one of the most interesting royal weddings. I'll say interesting because of where the woman was coming from. No, Barney free US and Obama also free UK, the royal throne. It was different from all the royal marriages that had happened. So it was very interesting. But the most interesting part of this royal wedding was the invited guest list of that particular royal wedding. And he for and I invite you for our wedding. By that time, our president, ex-president Donald Trump was the president of the United States. And people were waiting to see if he was going to be invited. So because of that, people were looking for the invited guest list so much. I remember the day that the list came on, every news channel were listing and naming those who were invited. I was wondering if Meghan was going to invite the people like what do you call it? Jay-Z and all those people. Humans have invitation, but human invitation is based on who you know, who you rhyme with, who you can, you know, walk with, who you feel is going to respond to that invitation, or who you feel is going to grace that occasion for you. So human invitation is selective, but that of Christ is not. Hallelujah. So today we have the greatest invitation. But this invitation comes with the same response, or Jesus is asking for a response. And that is RSVP. That is French. Response, s'il vous plaît. RSVP. The history of this RSVP, it started from the French country, and it started with an elite group. Just said, well, you have to be in a particular category for you to receive that invitation with RSVP on it. You have to be part of a particular social level to receive that. It was an invitation of exclusivity. They wanted to know if you will surely come. That is how we got that RSVP. Jesus is asking you the same. RSVP. He's inviting you. Come unto me. Are you going to respond to that? As a parent, sometimes you cry. As a parent, sometimes you wail. As a parent, sometimes it is so difficult for you to find solutions to things. But Jesus is giving you that invitation. That come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. His invitation is not exclusive to anyone, but it is the greatest one. You don't have to come from a particular social status. You don't have to come from a particular tribe. You don't have to be, there is no boundaries to the invitation of Christ. It is to all. It is to you and I. You are probably saying that, yes, we are in the church already. We don't need this invitation. I am here to tell you that the implication of this invitation is at a deeper level. Jesus said, come, which implies relocate. Change your direction. The direction that you're going will not end well. So change that direction and come to me. Leave your comfort zone. Order your steps now. You've been sitting down for too long. Hey, sorry, Nenante. Brah, hallelujah. Move. Leave your present circumstances. Come unto me. It is the greatest invitation. Life has many dilemmas, challenges that anyone faces. Everything is going up but our paychecks. Hallelujah. It might differ from one person to the other, but we all face some challenges one way or the other. These words from Jesus gives us the satisfaction, the relief from these challenges and fulfillment of our lives. So come. Come unto me. The one who is offering this invitation is Jesus Christ. A Danish philosopher gave Jesus the nickname, the inviter. The inviter is inviting you today. RSVP. Response, s'il vous plaît. Respond if you please. Are you going to respond to this call today? This invitation explains the sovereignty of Christ. Jesus Christ, ena desa wa frei, ena eton sa frewu kwa yusu, efrise, wadichre niyamabi, eniyamabe nwadichre. This invitation explains the sovereignty of Christ. Listening to what he said, come unto me. Hallelujah. He didn't say, come unto the system. Or he didn't say, come unto this group. Or come into this church or this religion and I will give you rest. No, he said, come unto me. He's explaining his sovereignty, his power.
Abusia, se ni papa ne begina ho. Eka se come unto me, and I will give you rest. If a person said this thing, oh my God, we will give different names to that person. We will tell that person that he's too arrogant. He's too mean. He's demeaning others. He's narcissist. He's racist. And all the words that we can find. But Jesus was bold enough to say it because he's sovereign. Because he has the power. Because he has the power to do all this. He says, come unto me. The invitation, it is the power of a father and a leader who is offering this invitation. He is the greatest father. He is the greatest parent that we have ever had. That is why he taught us to pray our Father. So he's giving an invitation. The parent is giving an invitation to his children. His children that are beaten. His children that are trashed. His children that are broken. Those that are sick, depleted, exhausted. Hallelujah. Come for all you care, and I will give you relief. Come, I have the shoulders, big shoulders to carry your burdens. Oh, go and check my curriculum vitae. Go and check my CV. Go and check my resume. I have done it before and I will do it again. I have those muscles to carry your burden. How heavy are your burdens? Oh, I am Jesus Christ. I am the sovereign Lord. I can carry them. So come unto me. My muscles never get weak. My muscles never get tired. Your burdens are light considering what I can carry. So come. So come. Just come. Mumra meso reye o waye. Mumra meso. Yeah, mumra. Mumra, mumra. Mumra, mumra. Mumra, mumra. Oh, mumra.
Mumra.
Yes, Ufrao.
Mumra.
Yes, Ufrao. Be a parent, but you have a burden. Jesus is still calling you. Hey, mumra. Hey, brother, come and test and see that the Lord is good. Come, mumra. With this invitation, you notice the urgency of it. It is an urgent invitation. The question. Say yes, wa memoa. Wo mana brabom no. Say yes, wa memoa. Wo fasin wa brabom. Say yes, wa memoa. If Jesus does not come in, it is going to be trouble. So the invitation is an urgent one. And he's saying, come. The urgency of it. He says, come quickly. Don't waste no more time. You have spent so much time looking for answers. You have spent so much time looking for the results. You have spent so much time roaming around other places. But there is one place that you will have your solution. And that solution on that place is me. That place is me. That person that can do it is me. So come. Bruh. You might be spiritually paralyzed, depressed, lost the motivation to do anything. Here comes the voice that brings renewal. The voice that brings refreshment. Please heed to this invitation. I beg you that respond right now. Hallelujah. Come. He's speaking in the present tense. Now. It is now. Christ is calling you now. Usually we perceive the urgency based on where we are, and that it makes it very difficult for us to RSVP. If you are, you feel say, baby, I don't know. And fire. We perceive that, oh, Maybe I have this amount of money. I am married. I have children. And I'm successful. I have a successful business or career. So this invitation does not apply to me. There is a particular burden that Jesus has notified. There is a particular burden that Jesus has seen that maybe you have not even seen. And he is calling you to come. Hallelujah. He's stressing on it that do nothing else. Hallelujah. Do nothing else but come. The third part is the personality of it. Jesus said, like I said earlier on, he didn't say come to this group. Come to this denomination, this institution. Oh, come to this fraternity or anything. He said, come unto me. He put himself in it. He is the only one in the entire world that has that authority to say that. He makes it very personal. It is a personal relationship that he wants to have with you. It is very, very personal. Come unto me. He makes it personal because he is the appointed mediator. All things are delivered unto me. That's what the Bible said. All by my Father. He makes it personal because he is a well-furnished mediator. All things. All things. He is well-furnished. He is well-stocked. Oh, his supply is a lot. What is your demand? How much is your demand? You think I can't do it? I can do it. All I need from you is to come. So come. He made it personal because he is the infinitely wise Savior. He understands our situation because he was both man and God. He's still God. Hallelujah. So he understands it. So he has the wisdom to solve our problems. He wants you to experience his power yourself. That is why he's asking you to come. He wants you to test it yourself. You've been talking about what others have tasted. Oh, and oh, yeah, where my way, no, yeah, where my way. Oh, what can be, and you'll be a dance here, the obedience says, yeah, now also, there. Come and test it yourself. Hallelujah. Come and test it yourself. We pick up the phone and we talk about testimonies of others. Oh, hallelujah. Come and test it yourself. It is not an easy path to follow, but you will be fulfilled if you do. RSVP, respond, save a play. He wants you to spend time with him. That is why he's giving you this invitation. And see the benefit it will be for you. Spend time with him as a parent. Abusia, parents will complain of everything but go to God. How many times do we go to God and bring our children? Unless there's a problem. And you need the America. And you have a crown, you have a default. Please, Jesus wants you to spend time with him. Whether you are a parent or not, he's inviting you to spend time with him. Spend time with him. He's the greatest parent that could ever exist. Let him teach you how to do parenting. Let him teach you how to raise the children. Hallelujah. And then he wants you to tell others too. That's why he's asking you to come. No one encounters Jesus Christ and keeps quiet. You will definitely tell others the experience you experienced with Jesus Christ. Unto me, enshia Jesus Christo. Unto me, Jesus Christo, mbom punim pu emankwanu ntumu da. Nipa no odi ne ho abebo no nko a woni na nya mpuni mpunko ade e obeka kire obi. You can never encounter Jesus Christ and keep quiet. It is not possible. you will definitely tell others about him. You will definitely tell others about that experience. Because that experience will be unique. Hallelujah. It will be special. So you would want others to what? To know. That is why sometimes he warns people in the Bible that tell no one. I remember that lady that he met at the well. He warned that lady that don't tell anybody. But yet that lady did not listen. Oh, she went to the city and told everybody, come and see this man that told the secrets of my life. Come and meet him. Hallelujah. The power of telling other people what Christ has done for you is so great that you cannot cover it. Hallelujah. And then he wants to give you a new life. That is why he's inviting you. He wants to give your children a new life. He wants to give your nieces and your nephews a new life. He wants to give your godchildren a new life. So he said, come unto me. Remember, Andrew brought his brother to Jesus. When he brought his brother, Andrew had an encounter with Jesus. And once he had an encounter with Jesus, he ran and brought his brother. And when he came, he got a new name, Cephas, which was translated as Peter, which means the rock. He went on to become the foundational rock in the early church, and in his faith in Jesus was important in the spread of the gospel. Your life will never be the same if you RSVP this invitation in the name of Jesus. Me see when kwadia me gina nyame tumi mu e se wo bo se woni Jesus Christo enya mpuni mpua wo ba wa brabo enya se ne tie na da. Hallelujah. That will not be of Christ. Anybody that came to Jesus had a change of life, had a new life, had a new name, had a new purpose, had a new vision. RSVP and see what the Lord will do. Hallelujah. 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 Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. I was recently talking to Auntie Dinah Hamilton. We met somewhere, and in our conversation, she said something that sticks so much to me. Okan bibi anami depa. Wasi obi bonyum na makoyhwe nipa kora na me hunu e wo Ghana. And in that song, he said, "Yeya, ya jinya midi no. Yakobon paye aba. Na moma ye mreka kra bi. Ye be kiremu de urade timi ye." Hallelujah. Those of us who trust in God, we have gone to pray. We have prayed. But just give us a few days. We will prove to you what God can do. May that be your story today. May that be your portion today. In the name of Jesus, respond to this invitation and give others few days, few moments, a few months to prove to them what Jesus can do. Hallelujah. What Jesus can do. And he says, I will give you rest. With the rest, there are negative descriptions of these rest. It says rest is not a lethargy. Rest does not mean that sit down and don't do anything. No, that is not the rest. The rest he's talking about is not inactivity, that you don't do anything, you sit down. The rest is not confinement, that you be in isolation. No, the rest is not leisure. No, the rest that Jesus is talking about is peace. Come unto me and I'll give you peace. Conscience at ease. The mind will be satisfied. The heart will be filled of love. Bra, na mema wa sumje. Many asumje heneno. I am the prince. I am the king of peace. I will grant you peace. So come unto me and I will give you rest. Rest means you are fearless. You are fearless. You are not afraid of the situation. You are not afraid of the status quo. That is the rest that Jesus is talking about. Not only is there satisfaction, but you have the assurance. You have the confidence. You have the faith that Jesus will do something. So you are not afraid of anything that the Lord, that the enemy will do. Rest is the fortitude. The fortitude. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are saved. Hallelujah. The burden may not be removed yet, but Christ is such that he gives you the fortitude, the strength. He is the pillar. Get to the pillar and see what he can do. And the last thing, the rest he's talking about, is that he gives you security. There's security in Christ. Abusia, there is security in Christ. He shields us from every adverse power. He gives us grounds for our confidence. Yes, we have confidence in him, but he gives us the grounds to believe in him. Come unto him. Oh, many of us have burdens. And I end with this, that we put our burdens on others instead of bringing the burdens to Christ. We burden other people instead of the one who has invited us to bring the burdens. Christo say, Adesuane fa breme. Fa adesuane breme. Ono afre o se fa breme. Dion fre o se fa breme. Ono na ade koma no. Why? We put the burdens on others when Christ has asked us to bring the burdens. Husbands put their burdens on their wives and vice versa. Parents put their burdens on their children. Church members put their burdens on the pastor. Professors put their burdens on the students. Employers put their burdens on the employees and vice versa. Yes, some students also put their burdens on the professors. Sometimes the pastor also put burdens on the church members. Landlords and landladies put their burdens on the tenants and vice versa. All because we failed to carry this to Jesus. He has the shock absorbers to carry our burdens. He has the resilience to handle those burdens. He has all it takes to carry these burdens. Me say wa this one mo do say there Jesus Christ obeti me aswa. Wa aswa bi pain. Now we dey know to me so. We dey na say. How heavy is your burden? He has the power. You know him. Know Christ. Come and you carry your burden. Even in the moment of coming, if that burden is so heavy that it makes it difficult for you to come to him, he will send helpers to help you. Hallelujah. He is the good of a God. Hallelujah. That is why we have helpers in the world. May the Lord grant you a helper in the name of Jesus. You know this song. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. As we sing this song, I give that invitation. If you have any burden today, let us just share a word of prayer. I heard a voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary, lay down thy head upon my breast. This is my favorite part. I came to Jesus. I was weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place. He will make you glad. He will make you glad. I came to Jesus. Is there anyone who wants to come to Jesus? Just stand up for me. Yeah.
Father, we thank you so much, oh God, for this invitation. Oh Lord, that mother whose heart is beating right now, Lord, I commit that mother unto your hands, oh Lord. That mother that has been crying, oh God, all week, I pray in the name of Jesus that give her rest. In the name of Jesus, may she find, oh God, peace of mind, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We come to you, O God, on behalf of the church. We are SVP. We are responding unto this call. We are responding unto this invitation. May your name be praised. May your name be adored. May you, O God, be glorified for your invitation. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Come unto me, RSVP. Respond if you please. Amen.